Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now the Chiefs will bring it on an end around to Xavier Worthy at the 20, 15 of the Ravens, 10, 4, touchdown! Kansas City rookie Xavier Worthy on a perfectly executed, well-blocked end around.
Well blocked, something that maybe people didn't see last night. Travis Kelce, oh my God, he can block as a tight end. Weird.
I hope all the nerds who have downgraded Travis Kelce's blocking over the years are up this morning realizing, hey, Travis Kelce can block. And now they're going to say, well, he's getting old. That's all he can do.
We've got a new segment coming up for you in about 5 minutes called the Cover 2. I'll explain what it is. We also will bring in a segment that we did on After Hours, which was Richard of the Week. Bob, Mac, and myself all find Richard of the Week. You're smart enough to understand what that segment is, or you were a fan of After Hours, and I appreciate you greatly for joining this show as well that we call Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. But Bob, go ahead and let the world know about your hottest take right now.
I don't know that it's a hot take, because I think some in the organization would already agree with me. Rashee Rice is going to go down as the greatest wide receiver in franchise history. I mean, we are watching this guy right now, right before our eyes, become magical. And I did. I shared it with a couple of people last night around the league, and they're like, you're not wrong. I mean, okay. Rashee Rice right now is going to be the way he ended last season.
I love it.
He's going to be the best receiver in franchise history. And you know, obviously Tyreek Hill is on top of that list right now, but Tyreek Hill didn't become a wide receiver till like his second or third year where he really got going. Rashee Rice has basically hit the ground running, hadn't had to play with Alex Smith either for a couple of years. He's got Patrick Mahomes with him, and that slant pass, I'm going to tell you right now, that play you're going to see a lot this year. I promise you're going to see that slant play a lot this year from this organization. They love what Rashee Rice is doing right now. I told you on day one of training camp, this was a guy that they were all raving about. They're like, oh my God, this guy's going to be so good. And what we saw last night, I'm being told by folks in the league, that's going to be a normal night for Rashee Rice. And so if you're looking for maybe some kind of ways to take an anytime touchdown or yards or stuff like that, That what we saw last night, from what I'm being told, is going to be a normal night for Rashi Rice. They're going to get him the ball a lot. They're going to get him the ball fast. They're going to get him the ball in the end zone. They're going to do so much to scheme for Rashi Rice. That's how much they believe in him. And he showed last night, man. And barring that one tip by the linebacker away, we may see a touchdown for Rashi Rice on that one slant pass late in the game. They've got this thing on lockdown with him and Patrick Mahomes. They are lock, stop, in step right now. They are on the same page, and it looked like regular season form last night. By the time it's all said and done, we will be talking about Rashi Rice as the best receiver in franchise history.
He was a very impactful player last night, and it was straight out of the gates.
Yeah, straight out of the gates. What we've said from day one, Rashi Rice is going to be the man this year, and he's going to be the man going forward. They love
him. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was that the first play of the game? Was that little in slant to Rashi Rice?
I think it was.
I think that was the very first play of the game.
Yeah, it was great.
It was,
Could you
play, I have it written down, slant to Rashi Rice, plus 10 yards. Yep. Fast and look quick.
Very fast. Yeah, one of the best yak guys in the league. Could you define that at all, though?
What do you mean?
What does that mean? He's going to be the best receiver in Chiefs history.
It's like you'll know it when you see it. Yeah, and I think statistically, I think he's going to be a longtime player here. Now, look, there's not a whole litany of wide receivers in franchise history that he's going.
Exactly.
It's Tyreek Hill. I don't know who else, right? Yeah. But like
Open?
Yeah, right. It was one of the all timers, man. I love it.
Think the Clarks.
You're thinking the Clarks. I'll never forget the Clarks one. That was the one where they were talking about importing women, right? And he's sitting there.
That was when he got drafted.
No. That was the importing of women's story in San Diego or whatever it was. And it was in Sports Illustrated. And Dwayne Bowe says, I deeply apologize to the Clarks. And that got wolfed. And that was the greatest piece of audio of all time. And it's become a joke, like everybody now to this day, and that was like 14 years ago now, they just call them the Clarks. I mean,
I just can't get over that audio.
Dwayne Bowe to me was always that younger brother that you had that just didn't quite get it, but God, you loved him.
Yeah.
You loved Dwayne Bowe. Like you just wanted to get, he was a lovable guy, man. And a really good football player, and one of the better wide receivers in franchise history. Rashi Rice is going to surpass everything, man. I'm telling you right now, with the confidence level of him and Patrick Mahomes, the confidence level that Andy Reid has in him, and Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator and head coach, having him right now, this kid is going to put up numbers this year. And at the end of the season, people will go, damn, you were right again about one of these players with the Chiefs.
Rice is solid from the 913. He will never be better than Tyreek and doesn't bring more fear to the defense than Tyreek.
Okay. Tyreek.
I ain't trying to tackle Rashi Rice.
Tyreek was good. There's no question. But this guy can be. People can be better than what we've seen before, right? I mean, it's possible for guys to be better than what came before them. Patrick Mahomes sure as hell is.
Think about that duo moving forward: Rashi Rice and Xavier Worthy,
and Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback.
Yes.
I think Noah Gray sliding in at the tight end position now with his contract extension. And again, we haven't seen Hollywood Brown.
You might have figured out your left tackle, too, to give that quarterback some more time
How good was Kingsley? I mean, my gosh, he was so good last night.
Great.
You're not stopping that slant pass. And you know what's going to happen? Everybody's going to try to stop that slant pass now, and they're going to do something different to kick your ass. Rashi Rice is going to be a player, man. Going to be a player. I know Mike Florio wants him suspended for the rest of time. We'll talk about him in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
But he's not getting suspended this year. We've been telling you that all along. They never thought he was getting suspended this year. We've told you that all along. And we told you all along he's the number one target right now for this team, and they're in love with him.
New segment we start here during the football season. It is called the Cover 2. We can go to the text line as well. You are a part of the show just as much as Mac, Bob, and Dusty are. Myself in third person for some reason. Still got the Miller Lite High Life's going through the body. But I will say this. It is the Cover 2. We take two things that we were watching this weekend, whether it's the Chiefs, whether it's somebody else. Obviously, the Chiefs have already done their thing. They're over with. And now you will say this weekend you are watching two things. You are Cover 2 because somebody once said, we don't know what a shell defense is. We
don't
all
care.
Know what a Cover 2 defense is. Mac, what are the two things you're covering this weekend on the football world?
Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams has got to be one of them, right? This is the number one overall pick.
Sure.
We haven't shut up about him. At least I haven't. And I want to come in on Monday and be like, hey, Bob, look how good Caleb Williams is. And I think that can happen after week one. Also, the Tennessee Titans, he's playing the Titans. So it's kind of a 2-for-1 right there. I'm really intrigued. Brand new coach, brand new defense, and a quarterback with everything to prove. And then, yeah, I'm on Sam Darnold watch. Let's go.
Why is UCLA retiring the number of Caleb Williams this weekend?
UCLA or USC?
USC. Why are they retired? He was like 18-8, never made the college football playoff.
I mean, Heisman Patrick Mahomes was 18-18 in college. They're going to retire his number.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking out loud. Like, what's the qualification? Because they're reinstating Reggie Bush's retired number.
Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams is a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, I guess if that's your qualification, that's fine.
That's a big qualification to have.
Like, if you win a Heisman, your number's retired, I'm in on that. I have absolutely no problem. But I don't know if that's a qualification. Like, they took the number of Reggie Bush down because he was getting, like, Wendy's or whatever, but left OJ's number up there.
Oh, and he killed a Wendy. Bob, what's your cover two this weekend?
My cover two this weekend, I'm looking at Joe Burrow as number one for me. I'm just more curious than anything with Joe Burrow to see where he is injury-wise, right? Like, he didn't have a great season last year, rough offseason for him and the Bengals and whatnot. Like, I'm just more curious than anything with Joe Burrow. So that's one that I'll be watching. And Daniel Jones.
I knew you were a Giants fan.
He's healthy.
Oh, shoot.
He's got finally a weapon.
He's got a woman.
Allegedly dating Kay Adams right now. Like,
I'm
curious to see where he is, because this is it. This is the end of the line. Do you play big, or do you play like you played all along and get hurt and whatnot? So I'm kind of curious to see what he's going to do with Malik Nabers.
The door's still slightly open there with you, with Daniel Jones.
Well, it has to be this season.
But shut with Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And his door shut when Kay comes over for the evening.
Yeah. Kyler Murray's not good. Neither is Daniel Jones, but I'm curious to see what he's going to do this year.
913-586-7965. What is your cover two this weekend? My cover two is not as, I don't know, maybe as detailed as your all's, but my cover two is which NFC team this weekend that I watch is going to represent the Super Bowl matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. Who out there in the NFC is going to give me the vibe that this is our division, this is our side of the league, we're the number one team? We have two banger teams playing tonight, Philadelphia and Green Bay.
Philadelphia. I think it gets lost on a Friday night.
I don't. It's 7:10. I'll have the Royals on one TV, and I'll have this game on the other TV.
You got high school football starting this week. Like, I just think, like, the NFL gets lost in stuff on Friday. I think Friday night's a bad TV night.
They never do Fridays for that reason.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what it does, and I'm sure it'll draw a big number in people that know we got to do it, because they're calling it First Friday, so you know it's here to stay.
The other one that I'm watching is, it ain't Baltimore. It ain't Cincinnati. It definitely ain't the Chargers. Are the Houston Texans this team? Because Patrick Mahomes is now 5-1 against Lamar Jackson. 5-1. And the only game that he lost, there were two crucial fumbles in that game, and they went for it on a fourth down play and got it.
Yeah, they won like 36-35. Right?
They squeaked by, but it's still a W. Yep. I'll give them credit for it. But Patrick Mahomes,
she still won the Super Bowl that year.
Ravens are out. Cincinnati is out until they're a full, healthy, slated team. Is Houston that team? Is C.J. Stroud him? Does that team, with all their weapons, bringing in a alpha dog and Stephon Diggs, third team go round, is Houston that team? My cover two this weekend is what NFC team is going to show that they're the team to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? And the other one is, can the Houston Texans prove that they're the next man up? Because as of right now, the Chiefs have zero competition in the AFC, and I'm ready to see if the Houston Texans are ready to be that team to say, don't forget about us.
Yeah, it's a good one. It really is interesting to see how they're going to bounce back from a great season last year. People talk about sophomore slumps all the time in sports. I don't know if C.J. Stroud's going to have a sophomore slump. I think they did a really nice job of surrounding him with better weapons from a year ago.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Got a great head coach in place right now. They like that offensive coordinator who will probably get a head coaching job after the season if they do halfway decent. So I think Houston's here to stay.
Well, yeah. And you mentioned C.J. Stroud, the sophomore slump. People are going to be annoying about that because statistically, he might be less than he was last year. Just like Mahomes was less in his sophomore year than his first year.
But what are your results as a team?
Exactly. And how do you, if you watch the games, is CJ Stroud better when it matters? And that's what I'm going to be watching.
Yeah. I mean, what are your results as the team? You win the division, you win playoff games. Mm-hmm. Who cares what your stats are?
From the, I believe it's the 913, 816. Dusty was bordering on creepy in Kay Adams' presence. Was never in her presence. She's the one that retweeted me and tweeted at me. How you doing? Kiss my ass. I said, you need anything for today? I'll be at the draft. She said, Excedrin. I told her I was getting my hair cut for the NFL draft. She retweeted it and then tweeted at me. So you define creepy. I define confident. Kay is allegedly dating Daniel Jones. What the actual F is she thinking? I don't know.
Yeah, that rumor got started this week. I was thinking the same thing, like, really good for Daniel Jones.
From 913, my cover two is Tulane to upset Kansas State. Come on. And is Jordan Love going to live up to the hype?
Let's go. I'm in, man.
You can find that out tonight. Green Bay and Philadelphia.
Very excited.
You got two NFC MVP candidates at quarterback. You got one coach on the hot seat. Somebody says from the 816, hey guys, good morning. Don't you think this morning the whole NFL is like saying, oh, blank, because they beat the team that was supposed to be designed to beat them? That's your cover, too. Congratulations. I'm all in on Friday Night Football in the NFL, and I'm salty about starting Mark Andrews last night. That's their cover, too. Think about somebody who had Isaiah Likely on the bench.
Oh,
yeah. 913. 586-7965. What's your cover two this weekend?
You guys have a winner tonight?
Yeah, I think Philadelphia wins.
I think Philly does too.
Gotcha.
I think Philly has more to prove this year than any other team in the NFL.
Yeah,
the way that thing ended last year, the noise that's been around that team, the city doesn't like the coach quarterback. Like, I think they got a lot to prove. And I think when people have a lot to prove, they go out there and they prove that they're going to kick your. I think Philly wins this one.
From the 816, even though I hate Aaron Rodgers, I really want to see how he plays against the San Francisco 49ers.
That is going to be such a fun game.
I mean, he's got Bosa come around that outside. You know Bosa knows exactly where he was injured last year. You know he's going to probably go low because he's dirty.
Is anybody rooting for Aaron Rodgers outside of, like, the Jet fandom?
I mean,
does his ego count?
Is the league more fun if the Jets are good this season?
No.
Okay. I think the answer is yes.
Crashing and burning and everybody's melting down on ESPN because they're all Jet fans, that's fun.
That's fair.
The Jets being good.
They can crash and burn when they lose in the playoffs.
Oh, no, no, no. It's better if they don't make the playoffs. It is so much better if they don't make the playoffs. And then what are people get? All the Aaron Rodgers ball washers. What are they going to say about Aaron Rodgers?
Mm.
Like, I'm rooting for that thing to just absolutely shrivel and die in New York. Because when it does, we can walk around and go, this is why you don't build your entire franchise and let one player dictate everything that you do.
From the 913, I'm covering my cover two this weekend is a 6-pack and some ribs.
There you go.
Nice.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Love that. We'll get a lot more of that talk and tailgate talk at the end of the show.
My cover two, I want to see the tush push without Jason Kelce, and I think the Commanders could be a good team with Jaden Daniels.
Do you think we're going to see the tush push? I bet you we don't.
1,000%.
You think we will? Okay.
I bet you $50 we'll see it tonight.
I don't think it's going to be as effective. I think Jason Kelce was the key part of all of that.
Yeah, we're going to find out. I think Hurts, when you mentioned a lot of proof, I think he wants to prove that that isn't the case. He's like, I squat more than any lineman in this league. I can do the tush push.
We'll see. We'll see how, like, when you do something that's so good with certain players, don't try to duplicate it. Find something else that works. Now you've got Saquon Barkley. Let's see if he can be any better than Derrick Henry was.
Yeah, like, what if it fails? What if it's a fumble the first time?
I hope it does.
Oh, we're all rooting for disaster.
From the 913, my cover two is Pizza Hut, and then my wife's Nevermind.
Oh, my goodness, you can't say that. No.
You see the man sobbing at Rodgers to win a Super Bowl? No, don't want to. 913-586-7965, what is your cover two this weekend?
The man sobbing at Rodgers to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's super happy, and he's just crying that he wants him to win a Super Bowl.
Who? This guy here?
Just a Jets fan.
Was there, like, seriously, is there social media of somebody crying about Aaron Rodgers? Because if there is, I need that.
My cover two.
If you're an adult crying over Aaron Rodgers, give me that.
Love this text from the 816. My cover two on my way to St. Louis for a wedding. Royals sweep Minnesota and Dodgers sweep Cleveland. And KU goes to 2-0 against Illinois. Thanks for the double.
Yeah.
Thanks, Double J. Have a great weekend.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
What was that?
It's your guy, man.
It's today.
Is he ready to go?
We ready for that game? We ready to see what it's going to look like?
Against the Raiders.
Who knew that John Harbaugh was the second oldest coach in the NFL?
John Harbaugh is?
Yeah.
So the oldest is Andy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Those were the two oldest coaches in the league last night.
Probably the two best coaches in the league.
I'd agree. Harbaugh's been there 17 years now.
Who did it better, Samaje Perine or Carson Steele?
Oh, I think that's up for debate. I think they were both just fine last night.
From the 913, a grown man was crying to Rodgers while he was on the golf course begging him to win a ring.
Oh, my God.
Yes, there's videos of a man sobbing at Rodgers walked by.
Oh, can you find that?
Yeah.
I need this. Rodgers! Was it the guy from State Farm? Lost his job when Jake took over?
Why are adult men crying over other adult men?
I don't know. I mean, I cried when I saw Bruce Springsteen come out on stage.
Did you?
No. I cried when I saw my dad sing Born to Run at the top of his lungs.
Now,
when
he was 16 years old.
I did cry at that.
I get, that's your dad.
Arms, just like, yeah.
But if you're going up to Aaron Rodgers on the golf course crying to win a Super Bowl, like, man. Whoo.
Guys, are they doing Big Mac for sacks this year? Yes. Go cover two of them. You get one for free.
Yeah.
Or just take the two patties off the other one, get rid of that bread, make it a quadruple.
Or just get a Filet-O-Fish. The softest bun ever.
Yeah. My cover two is Iowa beats Iowa State and Rodgers crashes and burns.
I like that.
Yeah.
What's the line in that Iowa State game? Three? Total points?
You're talking about the over-under?
Yeah, total points.
I think
it's
3.5. Yeah. Take the under. Yes, Rodgers has a fan base because he is a... Okay. Yeah. Damn it, I wanted to hear Dusty say that word. Not going to happen. This isn't after hours. You're not going to get me. Not going to happen. What's your cover two this weekend? 913-586-7965. What two things are you covering this weekend? You didn't cry over the first Super Bowl. No, I did not. I don't cry like that. Max said he did.
Yeah, I can show you video later. It's
very emotional. Oh, my God. You cried?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay.
I cried when Tiger won that major in 2019. Did he win a major in 2019?
Yeah. Won the Masters.
Was that 2019?
Mm-hmm. Right before COVID. I was at the lake watching it.
Damn.
I cried
a lot during 14 and 15 with the Royals, but that was for the city. That was for people. That was like, I wasn't crying at the feet of an athlete on a golf course.
913.
We've got that now.
Oh, you have audio of the guy crying before we go to break.
All right. I just want a Super Bowl, please.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I just want a Super Bowl, please.
Okay. There you go. There's a Tim McGraw song called I Don't Know Why Grown Men Don't Cry.
Apparently, was that a Aaron kid? Rodgers,
no, that's a grown-ass man, Bob, at a golf tournament.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.